This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Donald Trump says Nancy Pelosi is crazy. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't necessarily want to talk about impeachment, but it seems like that's starting to come out of her mouth. What's going on in Washington, D.C., and do you care, and does it ultimately affect you? China and the tariffs and the shaky relationship are starting to definitely affect many of us, and why is that? We'll dive into that convo. Plus, can I get a settlement? Harvey Weinstein, remember him? Oh, yeah. His accusers reached a whopper of a compensation agreement. He was the one who tore the cover off of what had happened to so many people and really laid the groundwork for Me Too. In the meantime, in Missouri, I feel you. Seeing that video sickens me. Floodwaters just really crushing way too many people. Once again, the weather becomes the villain. Let's start with the relationship between Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. Here's the latest in that soap opera. She's calling for an intervention to save the nation from him. He says she's flat out crazy. The war of words between the Prez and the Speaker of the House has really ratcheted up, and that relationship has definitely deteriorated, for sure. I haven't seen anything like this in a very long time. Mostly it's behind closed doors, and there's lots of nasty innuendos. So what's going to happen in the 2020 election? That's why you care. Is the president going to be reelected? Or one of the Hollywood squares of Democrats, ultimately Trump the president. And it's interesting because there is no working together. It's just a punt after a punt after a punt. So that's where it affects you and I. Because there still is that crazy log jam, the finger pointing, the blame game, the whole thing that we've talked about for the entire time that I've been on this show. Can I get a voice of reason besides my own? So here we go again. Pelosi says that he needs help. She's a mess, is what Donald Trump says. In fact, he had his White House staff on hand for something else that he was doing, and he just said right out to them, Kellyanne Conway, what do you think? Did I leave here and was I throwing a temper tantrum? She said no. Sarah Sanders said no, I've seen it. It did not happen, meaning she's seen him in that mood before. So, what can you do? Install nanny cams so everybody can get a real clear view of what actually is going on when any of these people meet, meaning Nancy Pelosi and the president. And Chuck Schumer throw him in the middle as well. He did say, Donald Trump said, as the president, I didn't do cover-ups. Who is fighting for subpoenas for testimony by current and former White House officials? Who's doing that? So we're still stuck on Russia, but yet we have lots to deal with China. Those negotiations that seemed like they were still going okay, and oh, don't worry, they're not going okay. China is saying trade talks can't continue unless the U.S. addresses its wrong actions. Yikes. This is what we call more than a war of words. The president announced, as you all know, tariffs that hit about 2 billion, excuse me. B is bigger than M. $200 billion worth of Chinese goods and would increase to 25% from 10. And that happened. So the last couple of weeks have been really nasty. What's also curious is nearly two-fourths of the people who responded to a joint survey between the American Chambers of Commerce in Shanghai and Beijing say the latest round of U.S. tariffs and planned counter-tariffs from China are negatively affecting their businesses. So there is no love lost here. None. I mean, this is a conflict. This is a trade conflict. So both are caught in the middle of this. Who comes out the winner? Could be us in the end. Could be the United States in the end. And then what's ever happening on the stock market and whatever stocks you might have, it bounces back in a better direction, hopefully. This would scare me. I don't know about the rest of you. We keep talking about artificial intelligence and robots and what does it all mean. And I was reading a story and the headline grabbed me, and so I want to share it with you right away. Imagine this. Your kids are going to school. They get a health inspection. They look at an eye chart, all that kind of stuff. But instead of a nurse, doctor, whoever being there with them, there is a robot. They diagnose a variety of sicknesses in children, including conjunctivitis, hand, foot, and mouth disease. This, though, if you were worried, is happening in China starting at the preschools, kids age 2 to 6. It is a boxy body, smiling, cartoony face kind of robot. So they stand in front of the robot for a quick checkup by showing their eyes and their throats, and that's it. Determination is made right then and there. You could say, oh, well, that's good, because if something's going on, we would find out about it as parents, grandparents, whatever. But I don't know. I think there's something about having to check in that way and how long till that becomes the norm in the United States. Wow. Honestly, scary to think about. So scary to think about. Let's move to something else, and it's Harvey Weinstein. His accusers, boy, and there was lurid details, all that came forward, now have a $44 million deal. And the New York Attorney General's office has agreed to it to resolve the lawsuits, compensate alleged victims of the Hollywood producer. This is the deal. This is the financial terms that would have to be painted. But the $44 million proposal includes $30 million allocated for plaintiffs. That's a broad category that includes alleged victims, former Weinstein employees, and studio creditors. And it would cover the plaintiff's lawyer fees. Wow. So interesting that this was a year ago, well, less than a year ago, when we were really talking about what happened to him and what should happen to him. Does he ease back into society, but in an anonymous way, or is it really too late for that? I'm going to say too late, because we live in the era of cell phones, snapping pictures, etc. You can't be anonymous. I think it'd be very difficult for him to find himself in a situation where he's anonymous. Hang with us, because guess where we're going next? Harvey used to play in this space. I'll give you a hint. There's cameras, actors, and casting involved. Yes, bingo. We're going to the movies. On the flip side.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Everybody listening to us in the Virgin Islands, I hear we're quite popular. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. I'm starting to get those emails, etc. And my pal Milan Vukovic told me a lot of you are drinking Tahibo tea. Woohoo! I think it's good stuff. I'm telling you, it's helped me immensely in a few areas, especially with traveling, where I think it would have been tough for me to recover voice-wise. Because I'm using it so much behind mics on the stage and mics in the studio. So thanks to all of you in the Virgin Islands for paying attention to America Tonight. And shout out to Kyle, who's running the technicals for this one this time around. How about this? Godzilla, as we take you to the movies, has been made a bunch of different times. A great trivia question is how many times? When was the first Godzilla? Well, the first Godzilla go way back to 1954, and there have been so many films, like 35 films about Godzilla. And, you know, people ask all kinds of questions about Godzilla. You know, how was Godzilla created? And it was the 54 version where a Godzilla initially came to be. And of course, we don't want to give away all the stories about Godzilla, because there is the latest installment that actually I've seen it on a big screen, some hype for it, and it looks kind of interesting. Here's the latest one. Roll it, Kyle.
What we are witnessing here is the return of Titans.
How many of these things are there?
17 and counting.
That's messed up.
Mothra. Rodan. Ghidorah.
Oh my.
They're moving like a pack. They're hunting. They all respond directly to an alpha. We stop this Ghidorah, we stop them all.
Is there another creature that might stand a chance against him?
Free. Oh, yeah, sure. Let's bring him in for a beer.
No, this time we join the fight.
Run.
This world, we just live in it.
Damn right.
All right, so this one is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. And you would recognize some of the people in this. Vera Farmiga's in it, Sally Hawkins, Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights, Bradley Whitford. A bunch of different faces that certainly you would remember. Let's put it that way. Some of them character actors who are fantastic. Is this any good? It's gotten kind of mixed reviews. Are you a fan of Godzilla? If you are, you're hooked. That's it. You're going to see it, and you're going to want to see it on a big screen. If not, you're going to stream it some weekend, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 months from now. It'll cost you less. All right, this next one is called Book Smart. So what's it all about? Check it out.
Can I get a what? What?
Jesus Christ.
No, that's okay. Maybe later.
We didn't party because we wanted to focus on school and get into good colleges.
And it worked.
We are not one-dimensional. We are smart and fun.
Woo! Excuse me.
We have to go to a party tonight.
What?
What took them 4 years, we are doing in one day!
Mace, listen, it is very important that you keep this safe.
Tonight is your night.
Prepare to get bashed!
Not in like a violent way, completely consensual bashed. Prepare to get consensually bashed. I'll say, I'll have him change it.
Yeah, so there you go. This movie features a slew of young actresses. This would be a teen flick if you got to drop somebody off, if you know what I'm saying. It actually has gotten decent reviews, and it's about academic overachievers. Imagine that. Two young girls keeping their noses to the grindstone, trying to get a leg up on their high school peers. Woo! So anyway, this one is R. It is a comedy. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes long, so not short. Brightburn, our final flick we're looking at. Here it is.
Whatever you've done, I know there is good in you.
Rehearsal backup!
to the sound of my voice.
No, no, no.
Brightburn.
I wanted you good, Mom. I do.
Rated R starts Thursday night, May 23rd.
That's right. So drama sci-fi, 1 hour, 31 minutes. Looks a little scary. What if a child from another world crash-landed on Earth? Ooh. But instead of being that superhero we're always talking about, it's instead something a little more sinister. Thus, you get Brightburn. You might have recognized the screams. It's an interesting cast that you have here. Jennifer Holland is in it. Also, Matt Jones and Jackson Dunn is part of the cast, too. And it is that anti-hero kind of movie. It's sort of the superhero horror movie in a way, right? What are the most effective ways to deal with the realization that your child is demonic? Not sure, really. Pretty scary, it looks to me. It looks like there's a lot of tension in it. So if you like scary movies that aren't really, you know, slashers, this could be the right movie for you. It's classified as drama sci-fi and very, very suspenseful, so it falls into that category. I like suspenseful movies, but, you know, you can only take me to the edge of the line so far, and I don't know if this is this effort. I looked at a lot of reviews about this movie, and it kind of got mixed reviews. Some raved a little bit about it, and others thought that it was, what did I read? One headline said it was a dim effort. Yikes. A dim effort. That does not bode well for that movie. Hey, coming up, a couple of really interesting and very different authors that I'm going to introduce you to that I think you'll enjoy in my author's corner as we boot it out to our next segment. I'll meet you there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
60 million people are in the path of severe weather across the central U.S. towards the east. The storms are packing thunderstorms, heavy rain, and flash floods. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
We're talking the Ohio Valley, and that extends into the mid-Atlantic, including the I-95 corridor. That's going to impact a lot of people, and across the southern high plains, that is going to be the highest threat. We talk about levels 1 through 5. Where are we today? We're at level 4. That means the potential for widespread damaging wind, large hail, and also even tornado outbreaks. That is when multiple tornadoes get going, sometimes from the same storm.
A tornado that left two people dead in El Reno, Oklahoma, has been categorized as a powerful EF. Three. Just last week, El Reno was battling flooding and high water. Record high temperatures are projected for the Deep South this holiday weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life.
young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
David Cameron, he's in a virtual green room right now. He's written a book called Honey Pot. Wait till you hear this story. David, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
So, first of all, the title is great. I love the title of your book, Honey Pot. And it's very explicit in a sense, but it's explicit for a reason, because we're talking about covert operations, secret plots against the United Kingdom. Explain the book to us.
Yes, I was asked to write a book on eroticism, and I decided that I wanted more out of the book and was advised by some writers that I spoke to write a book that was on fantasy but had characters in it similar to Julian Fellowes' Downton Abbey that people could follow along with and associate with. So I picked, during the Soviet Cold War, they had what was called the honey trap, and they would lure diplomats, military, and other government personnel into these honey traps and then put them into a position where they had to give information without being disclosed of their exploits. So I thought to myself, what about how were these people trained? Were these operatives in this honey trap? So I decided to write a book, The Honey Pot, which would be the initial training of these individuals, bisexual individuals, that could operate in that kind of an atmosphere without any anger or jealousy between each other. So that's how I started thinking about doing the book. So I'd done a research on it, and I started to come up with horrible, horrible statistics of what is the problem in our society right now. 100 million men suffering in Canada, the United States, suffering from ED. And that told me there was 100 million women out there. And all the stress that you have in life now, trying to handle your health care, handle jobs, and all the stress of making a living, some people working three jobs, to have that stress put onto their sexual life, which was given to the humanity by the Creator. The most beautiful interactions between between couples, I shouldn't say man and woman, between couples, that could possibly be given to, and it's being dissembled. Like, I just got a statistic, Kate, yesterday on an email that out of the millennials under 30, men and women, men under 30 only had sexual relations 28% of the time in a year. And only 18% of women had a sexual relation. That was up 8% from the year ago. So what the heck is going on? So this was all put into the when I wrote the book, I took that and I wrote it, as you say, it's visceral, it's guttural, it hits right between the eyes, and it tells there's a problem, and this book accentuates the actions of couples, but also tells that, hey, it can be solved. And when I took the book and I looked at the problems that are now, I wondered, okay, I'm a 76-year-old individual, suffered from ED, tried to overcome through diet and whatever, herbal supplements and all the everything was out there. But I thought, what did the ancients do? So I looked at the different cultures, Aztecs, Siamese, Chinese, and I saw that herbal supplements were one of the things that was used in these communities. Then I looked at the Chinese, how did they do in their ancient world for the same type of situation? You know, this is not new. They found eroticism on caves 10,000 years ago. But the Chinese came up with a method called me first. And they didn't call it that. I called it that. But
right.
where the woman in this case was satisfied first because of ED in the male. And so that took all of the performance anxiety out of the act. And the man then could satisfy his partner and still be satisfied himself. So that's how it came apart about Kate. And it went from there. And it, the individuals in the book, these are real people who consented to be written into the book. Diana, in that case.
Wow. Yeah.
In that case, and these are tens out of 1 to 10. These are tens. And when I sent a chapter, they were doing a study for me because, you know, I wanted to get feedback on it. Am I on the right track? Is it something that people would be attuned to? So I wrote the first chapter on fantasy, and I sent it out. And then I never heard back, and then I get, and it was, they were to send it out to different beauty salons, picking women 30 to 60, and no specific reason for that age group, but that's what they picked, and get some feedback, and they sent a questionnaire out on it, and then I emailed Diana, and I said, well, I am not hearing anything. She said, we're still reading the first chapter. I said, what do you mean you're reading the first chapter? She said, I've read it 7 times. And on the base, it was rated from 1 to 5 on sexual arousal, 5 being the climax to satisfaction. And everyone that they sent out came back 5. So I knew I was on the right track. So then I went in to the main gist of the book, onto the honeypot. So the problem's out there. And I'm sure you never a month ago thought that you'd be talking to a 76-year-old man, Elm Creek, Manitoba, Canada, about sexual relations.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's funny. We should tell people this. It's like you say, that what you uncovered in this road to writing this book, this whole thing, was incredible. All this information that came forth that people, especially anonymously, would tell you. And you think about this, and what's your life been about? Business, sales consulting, all that kind of stuff. Did you ever think that you were going to write something like this or find out this kind of information?
Never. I write poetry and songs, and to go out of that comfort zone to write this, it was just like an epiphany. I was sort of pulled into it and didn't think I could do it, but I got
wow.
But you laugh, Kate, because, you know, I, you know, in a small village, well, you know, with family that, I was, you know, everybody running with hair on fire. I mean, when I wrote a book like this, I mean, it was...
Right, it was a shocker. It was a shocker.
But it was so relevant. You know, there's an old saying in one of the religions that if on your journey, if you find, as a traveler, you find somebody in your way and you have two choices, you can look away and pass by, or you could give aid and succor. But if you do that, then you have to look after that individual for life. I won't tell you what religion it is, but it was so relevant to everything that I took as when writing this book. And like I say, to step out into this, you know, this was, you know, I didn't at first believe I could do it, but when all those and all the fantasies, each chapter is a fantasy, and these are the fantasies of the people replying to the questionnaires. So I wrote them into a book, and I wrote the chapters so each one could be read like a little book. Mm-hmm. For males, females, bisexuals, they could read it and enjoy. And that's what it's about. And people, you know, and as I say, I wrote it visceral and guttural for a reason, because people don't talk like you see on TV and in most of the books as lovers. They don't talk that way. So I wrote it the way that they talk. And, you know, you can go onto the internet and Google a dirty talk between couples, and there's pages of all the things to say, you know. But for some reason, the religious groups and whatever have come out and said, oh, no, you know, this is not right, whatever. But it is right. The Creator gives the human race this specialty of sexuality that is not given to any other species in the animal kingdom. So either the Creator fell asleep at the switch in sexuality and went for a sandwich or something and left it on, or it was given to us, being the human race, as a gift. And we take that gift, the most beautiful act between couples that can ever be done, and there's something wrong, Kate.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I don't want to give it all away, so the book is called The Honey Pot. We're speaking with David Cameron. You can get it on Amazon.com. David, thank you so much for joining us on the show. What a delight.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now on the show is Andrew Melanchek. He's written a book called Coyote's Christmas Tale, and it's interesting because we were talking the other day about coyotes, the significance of animals, etc. And many of you know I used to live in the Southwest, and particularly New Mexico, and boy, this book really hit home, and I think it's a home run and will be for many of you. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So why this particular, you know, why the title, I love it, Coyote's Christmas Tale. What was it that drew you to this project in the first place and creating it?
Well, I lived in New Mexico for many years, and back to when I first moved there, I was just teaching as a volunteer at a little mission school, and I saw a play, a short skit over Christmas, given by Navajos, the people here, and to make a long story short, I've been teaching for many years, and the idea of the skit just kind of stuck with me, and eventually it just turned into a story.
I love it. And do you think, you know, I said the thing about coyotes and animals and the fact that it started out as a short skit and then it grew that much bigger. Do you think there's also misconceptions or just curiosity about Indian reservations and about the Indian culture in general?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of misconceptions, you know, and it's a different place, you know, but it's so natural. If you come out here, the Navajo Reservation, up in the Four Corners area where Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico, they all almost meet. They actually do meet, the Four Corners. So it's kind of a natural place, and there's a lot of things to see here. And I lived here many years, and I'm still here. I'm actually teaching now, teaching math in Farmington. So.
I know, I love that story that you're the math teacher, but you come up with this incredibly creative book. So there's even a lesson in that you don't have to be one-dimensional. So tell us about the story.
Well, the coyotes, he's very mischievous. It goes, it kind of ties in with the shepherd girl who he meets her several times out on the mesa. She's always herding her sheep. And she'll be doing different things. Yeah, one time she's reading a book or she was practicing a dance or even singing a song. And each time he comes out, he kind of has this curiosity about what's going on. And he ends up, it kind of ties into, with other animals as he talks about what's going on. And he's trying to be like the people in his own way, I guess, so to speak. And it doesn't seem to work out for him too well. But I think the lesson about the story is he kind of learns quite a bit about himself as it goes along.
Learning about himself. You mentioned him talking. The animals in your book talk, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's It's a story. That's the beautiful thing about books. You can let your imagination, you know, take off, and it's language. You know, as people, we have this gift of language, and I think the more we use it, you know, the better off we are.
And we're talking with Andrew Melanchek, and his book is called Coyote's Christmas Tale, and really takes it right there in the Navajo Reservation. Pick it up on Amazon.com. And in writing this book and having these characters, these animals, et cetera, talk to each other, and you took us through a little bit of what that was like, in weaving it together, and it was a short skit. It started out that way. You talked about the fact that it's, you know, ultimately is a play. Was it difficult to translate that into a book or no?
Yeah, it was. Actually, when I lived in Thailand for a year and a half. I was kind of I've been teaching many years, and I kind of need a break. And I was actually under teaching an English class over in Thailand, but that's when I actually converted the book from a play into a story. Yes, it was more difficult because writing a play, you just kind of, the characters, they just talk to each other. But when you have to turn it into a book, you have to kind of make it has to kind of melt together, the language. Like, so say, so you have to refer to when the coyote's talking or when the shepherd girl's talking or the other animals. So it is, it was an interesting experience. So, and I had some help, a little bit of help from a friend. So she helped me kind of give me some ideas, but yeah, I think it's definitely more of a challenge to get into a book.
It's interesting because you talk about, you know, you're a voracious reader. You talk about the math, what a role that's played in your life and teaching it, et cetera. In fact, it's Algebra 1 that you teach, right?
Yeah, and actually, I wasn't a math major in school. I mean, when I was younger, I was a history major when I got out of the Navy. So, but through all the years of teaching upper elementary school and middle school, I kind of developed a taste for math and a learning that it doesn't have to be so puzzling, but a lot of people find it. So my challenge was to always try to make it as simple as possible.
I like that. Simple as possible. So you do this book. What's the reaction to the people around you, your friends, acquaintances, when you say, oh, by the way, I have this children's book that's even more than a children's book, teenagers, et cetera, and really adults can read it and get the message. What do they say?
Yeah, well, they're always interested. I'm semi-retired, but I went back to teaching. I was living back in the Houston area last year when I actually got this book published originally. So when I was subbing, I'd go into classes and I would bring it with me, and there was always a great interest about it. They were kind of wondering how a teacher could be an author too. So it was always a nice thing to see their reactions.
I like that, the reaction. What do you hope people take away from your story in reading it and reading this book?
Well, I just hope that they, you know, that they kind of see some of the progression in the book of how of the culture with the Navajo people, what's happening. And there's some, you know, and about New Mexico, you can see a lot of the environment kind of, it shows up within the pictures of the book and how Coyote progressed as he went along. You know, and a lot of it is just enjoy the reading. You know, I mean, I like to read other people's books, and I think it's just a nice way to share, you know, our thoughts and our experiences.
Boy, isn't that true? Just enjoy the reading. And we're speaking with Andrew Melanchek. His book is called Coyote's Christmas Tale. We're talking about the Navajo Reservation and the Southwest, really, and the fact that he turned this play into a book. I think, you know, once you do something like this, it's so empowering, especially someone like you, who is a reader as well. Will you take this story to a different level? In other words, will you write another story, a companion piece, or take another character from the book you've already written?
Well, those are all thoughts that kind of going with me. And I'm looking to, I think this summer that's going to be one of my goals. I want to kind of hang around this area, but do a little bit of traveling up in Utah and stuff like that. And just kind of work on some ideas and see if the trick was to be writing something like this. You kind of have to get a bit of an idea for something that if it starts to germinate, like it is, you know, so a good seed, maybe it'll sprout and grow. We'll see.
I like that. We'll see. The most important question, too, in talking about this, because you open up the whole idea of what the Southwest is like. I mentioned at the top that I lived there and I loved it. It was really, really hard for me to leave, but it was a career move that I did. What would you say is the best thing about living in Albuquerque and living in New Mexico?
It's kind of the people are friendly. It's kind of laid back. I lived in Albuquerque a couple years ago in UNN there back way back when, but I kind of prefer the smaller towns and areas. It's nice to visit Albuquerque, but, you know, it's when you get out in amongst the mountains, and I live close to, like I say, the Navajo Reservation here, the ship rock, that big rock looks like a ship, you know, it was an old volcano plug, you know, so it's really nice, and it's got its own unique version to it, so, and as we've had a lot of rain here and snow this past winter, so things are pretty green. So it's pretty nice.
I like that. Things are pretty green because people think of the desert, oh, it's just completely brown. And in many ways it is, but it's beautiful. And I think there's a misconception about that, but the fact that there's green there too. And then, of course, I have to throw this in, and this is going to make people curious. And I want them to pick up your book and then get some red and green chili. Is it red or green chili that you prefer, hot, medium, or mild?
I prefer the green and kind of medium to a little bit hot, but not too hot. I like... The green chili is always good if it's still got the flavor and not all the heat.
Boy, I so agree with that. All right, so pick up Andrew's book. It's called Coyote's Christmas Tale, Stuck at Navajo Reservation, the Southwest, and everything that we uncovered. Best of luck to you with this book and with whatever your future endeavors are. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.